Tonight's shiur is on this week's parsha, Parshas Bereishis, and the title of the shiur tonight is Adam, Where Are You? So tonight we're going to look at an incident that occurred at the beginning of the parsha, after Adam and Chava had sinned. There's an interesting story that the parsha takes up, and an interesting point in one of the psukim in particular that we're going to focus the shiur on, which is tied to the title of the shiur, as you'll see soon. So we'll start with source number one. It's Bereishis Parak Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, and it's right after Adam and Chava sin. It says, Vatipakachna inei shnehem, vayedu ki irumim hem, vayisperu alei se'ina, vayasu lahem chagaros. So right after they sinned, the Torah tells us that their eyes were opened. It doesn't mean literally that they were blind and their eyes were open, but there was an awareness and something had changed, and they recognized that they were naked. And what they did was they took these fig tree leaves, and they made them into loincloths. They heard Hashem, or the voice of Hashem, traveling through the gan, through the garden, and Adam and Chava, they got scared, and they hid from Hashem. So in Pasuk Tes, which is bolded, it says, Vayikra Hashem Elokim El HaAdam, Vayomer Lo Ayaka. So Hashem called out to Adam, and he said, Where are you? Vayomer, as kol chashamati bagan, vayira ki erom anochi vayichave. So Adam responds that I heard your voice in the gan and I got scared and I hid. Vayomer mi gidlecha ki erom ata hamina etzasher tzivisicha leviltiachomi mena achalta. So then Hashem says to Adam, who told you that you were naked? Did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat from? Vayomer Adam haisha asher nasati imadi hi nasna li mina etz v'ochel. And Adam blames Chava for giving him the from the tree. So tonight, immediately after the sin, it says that Adam and Chava, they recognize they were naked, they hear Hashem, whatever that means, and they get scared and they hide. And Hashem in Pasuk Tes says, Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Adam Vayomer Lo Ayeka, Where Are You? Which is the title of the shiur tonight, Adam, Where Are You? So the question that we want to explore is, what is the idea of this phrase, of Hashem asking where Adam is? And a lot of the Rishonim ask pretty obvious questions, but I think the most obvious is, of course, Hashem knew where Adam was. So what does it mean, Ayeka? What is the Torah teaching us when it tells us that Hashem asked where Adam was? Why did Hashem have to do that? So why didn't Hashem just find Adam and ask him about the chait? So there are different approaches. And the first approach, we're just going to take up two different approaches to this idea. But the first approach is in the Ksav HaKabbalah, source number two. It's a very interesting approach. And he says, in source number two, Hamavakish Ladas Makom Hamavukash Yomar Eifohu. So when you want to know where somebody is physically, you say Eifo. You don't say Ayeka or Aye, you say Eifo. The word Eifo indicates a question of where the person is physically. Eifo Hemroim, he gives different examples from the Psukim. Where are they shepherding? Eifo Shmuel v'David, where is Shmuel v'David? Eifo likata hayom, where did you gather today? Aval ashol ayei hu eno ki'im matmiya shalom matzu b'makomo haragil. But when you use the term ayei, when the Torah says ayei, it doesn't mean where are you, it means why aren't you in your normal place. So that's the ayei. So it means ayei, it's matmiya, it's bewildering, stunning, that you're not in the normal place that you typically are. Kimo ro av yom ruayo. Ayei chasadecha rishonim, where is your original kindness? Ayei sara ishtecha. And the Torah says, where is Sarah, your wife? Klomar, madua inena po imcha. Why is she not with you? So ayei doesn't mean where are you, but ayei means why isn't she in her normal place? Why isn't Sarah with you? V'chein kan ayeka. So too, the term ayeka in this week's parsha doesn't mean where are you physically, but it means why aren't you in your normal place? Perish, madua nachbesa, why did you hide? Ve'incha bimkomcha haragil, why did you hide and why are you not in your normal habitat, your normal environment? Lachain, lo sismoch lo pu'ula lemor, aye ha'isa, or ayeka ha'isa. That's why the Torah doesn't add a verb to it. It doesn't say, where are you, where ha'isa, aye halachta, where did you go? Kasher yomar efo ha'isa b'yaste aretz. It's not asking, same idea, it's not asking, where did you go? It says efo liketa, that's another example where they attach a poel, a verb, to the idea of efo. Aval hu mukshar lechinuyam ayo aye ayeka v'lochein efo. So it's not like the term Eifo, it's a different term. It means, why aren't you in your normal state, your normal environment? The Amru, they say in Sanhedrin, Ayeka la'an nata libcha, where did your heart go? Uchapir shagra, and it's like the Gra explains, Ayeka eicha hisbonein va'atzmacha, eich nafalta mimalascha, eicha madrigascha. So the Gra says, how do you comprehend within yourself how you've fallen from your high esteem, from your high place, and you've lowered yourself and your steps, madrigascha, you've lowered yourself. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, source number 3, says, "Vayomer le'Yeka, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Adam Rishon Tziduki Haya." He did not believe in the Torah. He only believed like a Tziduki. He was lacking in terms of his belief. Shenemar Vayomer lo Ayeka un nata libcha. So it's the same idea. Where did your heart turn to? Where did it go? So the Ksava Kabbalah explains a really interesting concept. He's saying when Hashem says Ayeka to Adam, he's not asking where he is, but he's asking him, do you understand what you've lost? Where you should have been or where you normally are, you're not in that normal state. So do you comprehend that? And like the Gra says, the Ksava Kabbalah quotes the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, who says, Eicha hisbonein ba'atzamcha, eich nafalta mimalascha. How do you comprehend, how can you comprehend, or can you comprehend how much you've fallen through this chait? So Ayeka is not a physical question, it's not where are you, but Ayeka is, look at the difference between where you were before and where you are now. So it's a beautiful idea, I think, the Gra is saying, the Ksava Kabbalah is quoting the Gra, which is that Hashem wasn't asking Adam about his physical makom, but he was asking Adam, or he was giving Adam an opportunity to reflect on the change that occurred within Adam and Chava, that, as many Rishonim point out, Adam and Chava thought differently prior to the sin. There was Emes v'Sheker, like the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim. And then after the sin, there was a fundamental change in the way Adam and Chava perceived the world. It was through Tov v'Ra, good and bad. And Hashem is telling Adam that after his initial inclination was to hide, do you really recognize the difference? Do you recognize the change? And it seems like Adam's response in Yud is, Vayomer es kolcha shamati bagan, vayira ki erom anochi vayichave. So it seems like Adam is acknowledging the fact that there is this change, and he recognizes that there is this change in man. So the Ksava Kabbalah is pointing out this beautiful idea, that Ayeka is not a question of where, but it's a question of reflect on where you could have been and what you've lost because of the chait of Adam and Chava. Okay, so that's the first idea in the shir. Ayeka is not physical, but it's philosophical. It's really a philosophical reflection on the difference and the change in man, pre-chait to post-chait. And it seems like Adam embraces that, and he explains that he understands that he's different now, and that he hid because he was naked. But Rashi takes a different approach. And Rashi, this is what the main focus of the shir is going to emphasize, which is Rashi. There's many different Rashis on this point, and he talks about it in different places in Tanakh, and we'll try to get to a consensus of what Rashi is trying to teach us about the term of Ayeka. So Rashi, in source number 4, he says, Ayeka, yodea haya hechanu. So he says that Ayeka means where are you, but really Hashem, of course he knew where Adam was. El likonis imo bidvarim. So what did he want to do? He wanted to engage Adam verbally. Shaloye nivha lahashiv im yani sheu pitom. Hashem thought that if Adam were to be punished immediately without any response, he would be confused. He wouldn't be able to reply to Hashem. So he wanted to give Adam a means of replying. V'chein b'kayin. So now he quotes all the different cases in Tanakh where Hashem uses a similar tactic. So another case is by Kayin, which is also in our parsha. It says, Amar lo, e hevel achicha. Hashem says to Kayin, where is Hevel your brother, after Kayin kills Hevel? V'chein b'vilam, so too by Bilam. Miha anashim ha'ela imach. Hashem says to Bilam, who are these people with you? Of course Hashem knew who they were, but he's trying to engage him in words, verbally. Likanis iman b'dvarim. Like Rashi says, V'chein b'chizkiya b'shluchei merodach baladon. And so too, there's one last case by Chizkiyo HaMelech. The similar type of idea occurred where Hashem, it was through Yeshayahu, asked Chizkiyo a question, and he's trying to engage Chizkiyo in a verbal exchange. Okay, so the first idea, this is Rashi. Rashi holds that Ayeka in the Parsha, in Bereishis, is not philosophical, but it's saying, where are you? But it's really just, Hashem, of course, knew where he was. But he's trying to get Adam to start talking. And he did this in many other places. So the question is, what is the purpose of this engagement? Why did he want Adam to engage with him? So that's the first question. And also, the fact that Rashi's mentioning all these other cases, would seem to indicate that there's a connection between all these cases where Hashem uses a similar tactic. But as you'll see, as we go through the cases, they're not so similar to one another. So we're going to go through each case as brought down in the Torah and Tanakh and Rashi, and I'll show you that there's large differences between this tactic. So Rashi's quoting a Medrash that seems to compare this tactic that Hashem's using of Ayeka in all these different places, but they don't seem to connect to one another. Okay, so that's going to be the focus of the share. So if we go on, so the first question I asked is, why was it necessary for Adam to be engaged verbally? So the Medrash says straight up, Vayomer la'ayeka, in source number 5, it's the Medrash Agadah, Breishis, it says, Vayomer la'ayeka, v'chi ena kadosh baruch hu yodeh heichanu, did Hashem not know where Adam was? Same question that Rashi asks. Ela shepasach lo haderech ula yashav. He wanted to give Adam an opportunity to do tshuva. Ki yotze bedavar, v'yomer mi'an Hashem ha'yileimach. Same thing by Bilam. V'chi lo haya yodea kadosh baruch hu mihayu. Did he not know who they were? V'al mabo, and why they came? El hodia levilam mi medaber imo. V'amar lo, lo se leich imoem. So he's trying to teach Bilam who he was speaking to or who was speaking to him and not to go with them. So the Medrash says that the purpose of engaging Adam, this Medrash says that the purpose of engaging Adam was for Adam to do tshuva. And we'll see a similar idea by Cain. But the first idea, before we get to a more universal idea, and I think a more analytical idea, the first concept that the Torah is teaching us through Rashi is that Hashem tries to engage people to give them an opportunity to do tshuva. And if you just monish a person, if you just punish a person and you don't engage them, then they can't do tshuva. So the purpose is that Hashem should give them an opportunity to do tshuva. And we see the same tactic being used by Cain. Look in source number 6. So source number 6 is our parsha also. Bereishis Perek Dalet, Pasuk Ches. It says, Vayomer Cain, E hevel achiv, Vayhibio sam basadeh, Vayokum Cain el hevel achiv vayargeu. So Cain, he seduces Hevel into the field, and he kills Hevel. Vayomer Hashem el Cain, E hevel achicha, Vayomer lo yadati yashomer achi anochi. So Hashem says to Cain, where is Hevel, your brother? And Cain's response is, am I my brother's keeper? Famous response. Vayomer me'asisa kol d'me'achicha tzo'akim elai min adama. And then Hashem says, what have you done? The blood of your brother is crying out to me, screaming out to me from the land, from the ground. So Rashi over there says in source number 7, E Hevel achicha, likanis imo b'divrei nachas. He wanted to engage Cain in a calm way. Ulai yashuv yomar ani araktiv v'chatasilcha. So maybe Cain would do tshuva and he would acknowledge the fact that he killed Hevel, and instead he doesn't. Lo yadati nase kegoni das al yona hashomer achi l'shem temahu v'chein kol hanakud v'chata patach. He's basically trying to lie to Hashem and trying to say, I don't know what happened. But of course Hashem knew what happened. So the idea of Hashem pretending like he doesn't know the answer to the questions in these situations is to engage these people in doing tshuva. So that seems to be the commonality between Adam and Cain, that Hashem will pretend in a way to not know information in order to engage people in different discussions so that they'll do tshuva. And we see that by Adam based on the Medrash, although Rashi doesn't say it straight up, but the Medrash says that the purpose was that Adam would do tshuva. Rashi says it so that he wouldn't be confused when he replied. So he nivah l'hashiv. And we see that also by Cain, same idea, that Hashem engages Cain in order that Cain have an opportunity to do tshuva. Okay, so it seems very simple right now. At this point, it is simple. Hashem uses this pretend tactic to get individuals to do tshuva, or to give him an opportunity to do tshuva. So, of course, we still have to answer, you know, why he uses this tactic or what the benefit in particular of this tactic is. Maybe we can get a deeper idea, but at least we understand the purpose. So you think. But let's go on. So the problem is Rashi by Bilam. So it says in source number 8 in Bamidbar, Perek Chaf Beis, and it's Pasuk Zion, it says, Vayilchu ziknei Moav, ziknei Midyan uksamim biyadam, vayavo el Bilam, vayidabru elav divrei valak. So the elders of Moab and Midian, they went to Bilam in order to try to convince him to curse the Jews. So Bilam says to them, I need to speak to Hashem to find out if I can go with you. Hashem says to Bilam, who are these individuals with you? So Bilam responds that Balak, the king of Moab, sent these individuals to me to ask me to go curse the Jews.
And if you look in source number 9 on the next page, Rashi says, Mi'an Hashem Eileimach La Toso Ba. So he was intending to trick him, to trick Bilam. Amar Pa'amim She'ena Kol Golui Lefanav. He said, Bilam said, ah, this shows that Hashem doesn't know everything. Some things are not revealed to him. Ein Daito Shavelav Afani Era Eisha Ucha Lekalo V'lo Yavin. So Bilam used this opportunity to believe that he could somehow trick God, because God was showing a weakness to him that he didn't know who the individuals were, and he was coming to trick Bilam into believing that he could curse the Jews. So the problem is that now there's a discrepancy between the connection between all these cases. By Adam and Cain, Hashem is lying to them, and he's trying to pretend like he doesn't know information to get them to do tshuva. But by Bilam, it says lahatoso. Rashi says that the purpose of it was to trick him, not for him to do tshuva. So now we have a problem. So what is the purpose of this tactic of Hashem, of Ayeka? The tactic of Ayeka, which is to pretend like Hashem doesn't know certain information in order to get these individuals to do something or to trick him. It seems like there's no consistency now. Is it to help them to do tshuva, or is it to trick them? So what exactly is the goal of Ayeka? What's the purpose of Ayeka? So that's the question. So we'll do one more source here, the last source by Malachim, and then we'll try to explain it. But if anybody has any possibilities, so we'll stop after the next source, and if anybody wants to try and answer, you know, feel free to. So the next source is Malachim Beis, Perek Chaf, and it starts with Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, Ba'esahi shalach berodon beladon ben beladon melch bavel sefarim umincha el chizkiyahu kishama kichala chizkiyahu. So Chizkiyahu, the king, who is a good king, he got sick. And the king of Bavel, Berodach Beladon was his name, he sent all these gifts to him to make him feel better, to help him. Vayishma alehem Chizkiyahu, vayarem, and also, sorry, vayarem es kol beis nechosa, es akesef, es azah, es abesamim, ve'eis shemen ato, ve'eis bayis kela, ve'eis kol asher nimtza, ve'otrosa, v'lo yadavar shelo heram Chizkiyahu beveso, v'chol memshalta. So he sent messengers, the kings of Bavel sent messengers to Chizkiyahu, and Chizkiyahu was showing off his palace to these messengers, and he showed him all his good stuff. Everything in his palace he showed off to this Melech Bavel, to his messengers. Vayavo, we're in Pasuk Yidal, Vayavo Yeshayahu Hanavi, Ela Melech Chizkiyahu, Vayomre Lov, Ma'amru Anashim Ha'ele, Uma'ayin Yavo Eilecha, Vayomre Chizkiyahu, Me'eretz Rechoka, Ba'o Mi Bavel. So Yeshayahu comes to Chizkiyahu, and he says, what do these people say to you? Where did they come from you? Where did they come to you from where? Vayomer Chizkiyahu, Me'eretz Rechoka, Ba'o Mi Bavel. So Chizkiyahu responds that they came from Bavel. Vayomer Ma Ra'u Beveisecha. Yeshayahu says, what did they see in your house? Vayomer Chizkiyahu, Eitz Kol Asher Beveisiro, Lo Ya Davar Asher Lo Hir Isem Ba'otzrosai. So Yeshayahu says, Chizkiyahu says to Yeshayahu the Navi, I showed him everything in my house. And in Pasuk Tesayin it says, Vayomer Yeshayahu El Chizkiyahu, Shema Davar Ad Hashem. Then Yeshayahu gives him a nevuah about how eventually all of his possessions in his house that he treasured so much were going to be destroyed and taken to Babel. So he was criticized for this. But the story is that Yeshayahu approaches Chizkiyahu and he asks them these questions. Who were these people? Where did they come from? And Rashi over here in source number 11 has a similar idea to the Adam, Cain, and the Bilam story. And he brings down the Medrash, but it's an interesting idea. Look in source number 11. He says, Me'eretz Rechoka Ba'u. So Chizkiyahu said to Yeshayahu, they came from a far land, from Bavel. Ze echad mishlosha shebadkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu umatzan avit shalmayim achurim. So this is one of three cases in the Torah where Hashem tested individuals and he found a pot of muddy water. Kain, Yechizkiyahu, uVilam. So he says the three individuals are Kain, Chizkiyahu, and Bilam. Kain lo yadati hashomer achi anochi. So Kain's response to Hashem asking him, Ehev Achicha, was, I don't know, am I my brother's keeper? Haya lo lomer, he should have said, Ribono shel olam, halo kol nistaros gluyos lecha, kedi'isa betanchuma. He should have said to Hashem, do you not know everything? Isn't everything revealed to you? Bilam, shamar lo hamako, mi'an Hashem ha'eleimach. Bilam as well, haya lo lomer, Hashem alakim, atayadata. Bilam should have said back to Hashem, you know, kemoshe ne'amar, v'hu heishiv begava. But instead, Bilam, he answered with in tremendous haughtiness. Balak ben Tzippor melech Moav shalach elai harbe mevakshim yeshli. A lot of people want me. So Bilam should have said, you know the answer to this, but instead he was very impressed with himself. Chizkiyahu,
Hayalo lahashiv li Yeshaya ata nevio shel makom. He should have said to Yeshaya the Navi, you are the Navi of Hashem. Ve'ata shol elai, you're asking me these questions. Hizchil chizkia mizgaya, he was very proud of himself. Ve'amar me'eretz rechoka ba'u, elai l'chach nenosh ve'al shesamach aleyem behachil ashulchana. He was very impressed with himself, Chizkio, and he said, oh, they came from very far away, and he fed them, and he was very impressed by this. Okay. So what's the question over here? So the question is that Rashi's saying that Hashem used this tactic three times, but we know from the first Rashi, look, go back to source number four, Rashi says, Ayeka, so he says he did it in four places, Adam, Cain, Bilam, and Chizkio. But by Chizkio, by Malachim B's, Rashi doesn't point about, he doesn't mention Adam. He never mentions Adam. In fact, he says that it's only by Cain, and it was only by Chizkiyahu, and it was by Bilam that Hashem tested them. So the question is, why does Rashi leave out Adam when in Bereishis, the Rashi says that Adam was included in this grouping of people who were tested by Hashem, or who Hashem, so to speak, lied to or pretended that he didn't know information. But over here in Malachim B's, he's not mentioned. Adam's not mentioned. So what's the difference? Why did Rashi leave out Adam in this Rashi, whereas before he does point out Adam? And then the last question is, what's this idea of Linasoso? So we said before that the purpose of this tactic is for tshuva. Then we saw by Bilam that it was Lahatoso. Now we're seeing it's Linasoso. It's in order to test them. Rashi says, Ze echad mishlosha shebadkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was checking them. So what is the purpose of this? Again, what is the consensus as to what the purpose of Ayeka is? Is the purpose to get people to do tshuva? Is the purpose to be matzah, to cause them to be tricked? Or is the purpose to check them, to be bodek them? So what exactly is the purpose of this tactic that Hashem is utilizing in order to trick these individuals? So that's the question. Okay, so those are all the questions. So let me just review the questions, and then we have two more sources, and then we'll get to an answer. So let me just review the questions. The questions are that we saw initially that Hashem says Ayeka to Adam. And the first idea was that Ayeka is philosophical. It's not, where are you, but it's, do you recognize the loss here, that you're not in your normal state? But Rashi takes a more literal approach. He says that really, he was asking, where are you, but he knew the answer, but he was trying to engage them in Devarim. But we see, and he says that there are many places, there are three other places in Tanakh where Hashem does the same thing, by Cain, Bilam, and by Chizkio. So our question was, what's the connection between all these cases? So at first we wanted to say that it was tshuva, because you see by Cain and Adam, based on the Medrash, that Adam, the purpose was to get them to help them do tshuva. But then we saw in other places, by Bilam and Chizkio, that it really wasn't about tshuva. By Bilam it was Lahatoso, and by Chizkio, Rashi says something totally different. He says that it was Labadkan to check them. And then also, Rashi leaves out Adam in the Malachim Beis one. So why does Rashi leave out Adam in Malachim Beis? Whereas in our Parsha, in Bereishis, he mentions Adam as the paradigm of Ayeka. So what exactly is going on here? That's the question. So look in source number 12. We'll just give you different possibilities and then hopefully come to one idea. So the Sifsei Chachamim, on Bereishis, on our Parsha, he says in source number 12, he does not learn like the Medrash, and he says, V'hadalo perish Rashi kein le'el, gabi Adam. This is by Cain. So he says, by Adam, he doesn't say it was for tshuva openly. In fact, we saw before that by Adam, he says, Shelo yehe nivha lahashiv. He shouldn't be confused in his reply. So why doesn't he say openly by Adam that the purpose was to help Adam do tshuva? So the Sifsei Chacham says, gabi Adam yesh lomar, de gabi Adam l'shayach lomar ulai yomar chatasi. By Adam, it doesn't make sense to say that he would have said chatasi. Dehakfar his vada bezeh shehaya nechva. So he already admitted to his chait because he hid. Odish lomar de Adam tzadik gamar haya shuhayad yatsir kapav shal kadosh baruch hu. And the other possibility is that Adam was a tzadik gamar. He was created by Hashem directly. Ubevada yode al cheto. He definitely did tshuva. Mashein kein kain. Umishum hachi haya tzarech li kanis nemo bedvarim kadesh yashuv. So his first answer, the Sifsei Chachamim notices the distinction between Adam and Cain, and he says that by Adam it wasn't for Adam to do tshuva, because Adam did tshuva, but by Cain it was. Adam was on a higher level than Cain was on a lower level, and Adam already did tshuva prior to this. So that's how he responds. But the problem with the Sifsei Chachamim is that we don't really see Adam doing tshuva, and the fact that he hid is not really a good proof that he did tshuva. The fact that he hid was a response or reaction to the change in the nature of man. So it's hard to understand the Sifsei Chachamim. But he at least he recognizes the problem. He recognizes that Rashi doesn't openly say that by Adam, Ayeka was meant to get Adam to do tshuva. So again, the question, it's the same question as before. What was the purpose of this tactic? So one last point, and then we'll get to the answer. The Bereishis Rabbah, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, says he does bring down Adam in the Medrash. It says, Dalet Hain Shehekish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Kankanan. So there were four that Hashem was tried to test about their nature. Matzon Kankanan Shal Meimei Raglaim. He found urine, a pot of urine, or a jug of urine as a result. Ve'elu Hain Adam V'Kain U'Bilam B'Chizkiyo. So it sounds more like the last Rashi in Malachim Beis, where he's trying to test out these individuals, and he found Mayim Achurim, he found Mayim Meir Aglaim, urine. Adam Shnamar Vayomer HaAdam Ha'isha. So Adam, and he refers to Adam's blaming his wife, blaming Chava. So that was Mayim Achurim. Kain Vayomer Hashem LeKain Ehevel. Vayomer Lo Yadati, I don't know. Bilam Arash Shnamar Mian Hashem Ha'ele Imach. Vayomer Bilam Elohim Chizkiyo Ma'amru An Hashem Ha'ele. So we see in this Medrash that he does have four examples, but the Rashi, it's the same question as before. Rashi in source number 11 says that there's only three cases. So it's funny that Rashi's almost missing out or not quoting the Medrash in full, and he's leaving out the case of Adam with regard to Ayeka. And he only mentions the other three by Bilam, Kayin, and by Chizkiyahu. So again, so the question is, what is the connection between all these cases, and why does Rashi leave out the case of Adam in Malachim Beis, but he has it in there by our Parsha? And what is the purpose of this tactic of Ayeka? What's the purpose of Hashem pretending that he doesn't know information? You know, what's the goal? Is it to do tshuva? Is it to help them do tshuva? Is it to trick? So what is it? Is there a common theme? Is it to check them and to test them? What is the common theme here? So that's the question. All right, does anybody have any possibilities before I give it a concept? All right, so I'll try to give an idea here, and hopefully it'll. If you guys have any questions, if anybody on the phone line has any questions, just stop me, just cut me off, okay? So I think that there's one idea, there's one concept here, which is tied to the last Rashi in source number 11. So he kind of says how they should have responded. If you go back to source number 11, he says by Kayin and Chizkiyahu, and also by Bilam, that they should have said. It says, we'll go back to source number 11, because I think it's the most critical Rashi here. He says, Ze echa mishlosha shebat kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'matzon avit shel mayim achurim. So Hashem checked them, and he found a pot of muddy water. Kayin Chizkiyahu Bilam. Kayin lo yadati yashomer achi anochi. Kayin said, I don't know where Hevel is, when Hashem asked him, and he said, am I my brother's keeper? Hayalo lomar, he should have said, Ribono shel olam, halo kol nistaros gluyos lecha. Everything is known to you. Kedisa b'tanchuma u'bilam sh'amar lo amako mi'an Hashem ha'elei mach hayelo lomar Hashem elokim ata yadata. Bilam should have said, you know who these individuals are. K'moshen emar v'hu heshev begava, but he was haughty. Balak ben Zippor melech Moav shalach elai. And Chizkiyo hayelo l'hashad l'ishyo ata nevio shal makom v'ata shol elai. And he should have said the same thing. Why are you asking me these questions? You should know the answer. You're the Navi of Hashem. So what is the purpose? So based on this Rashi, I want to try to say that the purpose of this tactic of Hashem is really for man to recognize God's omniscience on his own. Meaning that Hashem really wants man, he wants man to recognize that God is omniscient. And he doesn't want to tell man that information. It doesn't seem like Hashem wants to give that information over forcefully, but he wants to give man an opportunity to accept or to recognize that God is omniscient. And from the Rashi in source number 11, he's saying that that is the purpose of this tactic. The purpose of this tactic is that man should recognize on his own that God should know all this information. He shouldn't be in denial of this, but he should recognize this concept on his own. So the bedika or the nisayon is to give man an opportunity to recognize God's omniscience on his own. So when Adam, even though he doesn't mention Adam, and we'll get to the idea of Adam, why it's left out, but when Hashem says Ayeka, he's giving Adam an opportunity to recognize that God knows all. And Adam should question that. Why is Hashem asking me where I am? Doesn't Hashem know all? So he should respond, you know all. Same thing by Kayin, like Rashi says openly, by Chizkiyo and by Bilam. They should all respond that you know all. So the purpose of this tactic is to help man achieve a certain awareness of God's omniscience. And obviously, it seems like from the Torah that Hashem didn't want to just give this information, be moser it to man, but he wants man to figure it out on his own. He wants man to see it on his own. And I think that explains that there's a connection. What's the connection between that and tshuva? So the most basic idea in tshuva is that concept, that the first idea for man, in order for man to do tshuva, is to recognize God's omniscience. Because in order to do chet, you have to deny that omniscience. You have to deny that Hashem is watching you or knows all. And in order to do tshuva, the first concept, the most basic concept that man has to recognize is God's omniscience. So with that idea, you see that there is really a connection between all these. In all these situations, they're not all different. The purpose was really for man to recognize God's omniscience. But that's also a critical idea in tshuva. So by Kayin, if Kayin were able to recognize man's omniscience, then he would have been able to do tshuva. If Bilam were able to recognize God's omniscience, he would have been able to change his path. And if Chizkiyahu were to recognize God's omniscience, he also would have changed his path as well. So the idea of this tactic of Hashem, of Ayeka, seems to be to give man an opportunity to recognize his omniscience. And once that idea is internalized and recognized by man, then he can move forward, do tshuva, then he can change himself, then he can make the right decisions or the wrong decisions. But he's given an opportunity in these situations to recognize that idea, to recognize the concept of God's omniscience. And so too, that's why I think the Medrash says that he found Mayim Achurim. In all these cases, it was a stark contrast to that idea where man is given an opportunity to recognize God's omniscience in the face of God, and to deny that reality is really Mayim Achurim. That's what the Medrash is saying, that he was bodek them. He gave them an opportunity to recognize this concept that God knows all, but instead he found Mayim Achurim. He found that the capacity for man to deny this reality is so stark, is so strong, that's why it's compared to Meir Aglaim. It's like urine. That man is like feces, like urine. He's incapable of accepting a reality right in front of him, and he's able to deny it because of his ego, deny the omniscience of God, which is that's the Medrash is pointing out. I think he's saying that God was checking them. He gave him an opportunity to understand and to recognize his omniscience, but a denial of God's omniscience in the face of God is the greatest greatest disgrace. It's like Mayim Achurim. It's like Meir Aglaim. But now I think Adam is a critical idea. So why is Adam, in one sense, how does he fit into this idea of Ayeka? But on the other hand, he doesn't really fit in. So I think that this is the key idea of the Shir, the key idea of our Parsha. See, by Adam, after the chet of Adam, his natural inclination was to hide, to be embarrassed and to hide. And if you go back to source number one, it's in Pasuk Ches, it says, Vayishmu is called Hashem Elokim misalech bagan l'ruach hayom, vayishchabea Adam v'yishto mipnei Hashem Elokim besoch eitz hagan. So the nature of man was such that he would be ashamed, he was ashamed of his nakedness, like the Pasuk says. His whole perception of the world changed, and his natural inclination was to hide. So the idea of Ayeka, of Hashem, which is tied into the similar ideas by Kayin, Bilam, and Chizkiyo, was that Adam be given an opportunity to recognize God's omniscience. But the difference by Adam is that by Adam, a byproduct of his chet was such that it was his natural inclination to hide. And although when a person's ashamed and they're embarrassed, they naturally hide, so that shouldn't affect, the idea is that it shouldn't affect your perception of God, your idea of God. But by Adam, it wasn't his fault somewhat. It wasn't his fault completely, because a byproduct of the chet was a natural desire to hide in face of embarrassment. But a negative of that is an improper perception of God, that you need to hide, that you can hide from God. And the idea was that Hashem was giving man, or was giving Adam, an opportunity to recognize his omniscience, but he wasn't compared to Kayin, and he wasn't criticized in the same way that Kayin and Chizkiyo and Bilam are criticized in the Medrash that's brought down in Malachim. The reason is because it wasn't Adam's fault completely. It was a byproduct of the change in his nature. The change of Adam's nature was that when man feels embarrassed now, he hides, and it's a natural response. And it wasn't necessarily Adam's fault that he would have a change in his perception of God as a result of the chet. So now Hashem is trying to separate the two. He's trying to show Adam that just because it's your inclination to hide when you're embarrassed doesn't mean that that should affect your idea of Hashem, that Hashem is omniscient. So the idea that Rashi is showing you, the reason why Adam's left out of the group is because by Adam it was a different idea, a slightly different idea. By Adam, he was given an opportunity to recognize that God knows all. But the reason for that was that Adam's natural response and reaction to the chait was a change in his nature and a natural inclination to hide, and that inclination to hide would produce an improper idea of God. So God is giving Adam an opportunity to separate his idea of God and that God knows all from his natural reaction to sin, which is an embarrassment, which is to hide. So man has to recognize that constantly, that even though he feels, when he feels embarrassed, he wants to hide, because that's the way of, that's our nature after post-chet of Adam, but that shouldn't affect our perception of God. We shouldn't have a distorted idea that God doesn't know where we are, or that we can hide from God. That idea is a distortion of the true concept of God. So we need to separate those in our mind. We need to separate our natural, our nature to hide from embarrassment, from our idea of God, from the concept that God is knows all, and we can't hide from God. So Adam was the prime example where Hashem was giving Adam an opportunity to separate the two. And it seems like he did somewhat, because it says, "Vayomer es kol chashamati begun vayira ki irom anochi vayichave." He recognizes his nature. His nature was to hide. But on the other hand, it's not clear how Adam reacted, because on the other hand, he blames Isha, he blames Chava. And he's criticized in the Medrash for blaming Chava. And also Rashi even criticizes him. I didn't bring down this Rashi, but he says that Adam was kafa betova, that he really was improper in blaming Chava. So perhaps Adam didn't get this idea completely. Perhaps he was flawed and he didn't really understand this idea completely. He wasn't capable. And you see that because he wasn't able to do tshuva. Unlike the Sifsei Chachamim, he wasn't really able to do a full tshuva. So he must not have grasped the concept that God is omniscient. He must not have internalized that idea. But by Adam, it's different. According to Rashi, by Adam, he didn't have a choice. It was just a natural response to sin, to hide. And that had an effect, an impact on his perception of God, on his idea of God. And now God was trying to separate the two. He was trying to show Adam, Ayeka, there's two ideas. One idea is how you react to chait, and that you feel embarrassed. But the other idea is that you shouldn't have a misconception of God's knowledge, of God's omniscience. So that is the idea. Sure.
Are you saying that because Adam was the first person that ever sinned, because everybody else was also had the same nature of Adam, that they were also...
Yes, yeah, I am saying that. I'm saying that it is because Adam was the first person, and this change was a qualitative change in his nature, that's why he's not... It seems like he's not compared to the other cases, because once man's nature is set, so now there's an obligation of man to understand this idea, to recognize that just because I have a need to hide or I feel embarrassed doesn't mean that my perception of God should change or should be distorted. But Adam, he wasn't at fault. It wasn't his fault because he was the first to sin and his nature had changed completely. So that is what I'm trying to say. It's similar, yeah. So it's like it reminds me of an idea, although it's not the same idea at all, but it's similar, by Yifas Torah. So we say that a famous idea that I've heard by Yifas Torah is that the reason why Klal Yisrael, they're allowed to take these non-Jewish women is because man is in a certain state that the Torah puts them in, and you can't expect a person to act necessarily in a perfected way in that situation. If you want a person to be a warrior, you have to give in somewhat. So it's a similar idea to Adam, that Adam's nature had changed, and the Torah and God had changed his nature, and it was natural for him to have a misconception as a result of being embarrassed and the need to hide. But Hashem was giving Adam an opportunity to separate the two ideas, to separate his need or his desire to hide and to be embarrassed and ashamed of sin from his perception of God. He should always recognize that Hashem is omniscient. But like I said before, the Medrash does say, in source number 13, the Medrash does criticize Adam. It sounds like from the Medrash that he didn't really grasp the omniscience of God idea fully because he wasn't able to do a complete tshuva, and he blames Chava for his sin. So it seems like from the Medrash that he did lack. And the Medrash in source number 13 says, Adam, he says, Shenemar vayomer Adam Aisha. When Adam blames Isha, it's a recognition of the concept that he didn't really fully internalize this idea that God knows all. Because if you do, that is the stepping stone to doing tshuva. That's really the first step in tshuva, recognizing that God knows all, God's omniscience. Okay, so one last idea in the shir. It's a smaller idea, but I thought it was interesting. So it says, Vayikra Hashem Elokim, source number 14. It's Gemara in Nida and also Maseches Derech Eretz. It says, Tanya, Le'olam Ayikanes Adam Pisom Levayis Chavera. So a person should never just barge into his friend's house. V'yomod ko Adam Derech Eretz Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
We should all learn Derech Eretz, the way we should act from God. Sha'amar al Pesach Agan v'kar lo Adam. So he stood at the entrance of Gan Eden, and he called out to Adam, Shnemar v'yikra Hashem Elokim elo Adam. And this is the Pasuk, v'yomer lo Ayaka. He said, where are you? So before Hashem interacts with Adam, he doesn't just barge. You don't just barge in on somebody's house, into somebody's house. Instead, you knock on the door first before you go in. And they learn it out from our idea, from our Pasuk. So the Torah Tmima gives a basic concept I think makes sense. So I just wanted to bring it down. Source number 15. He says, V'ayin benida tes zainam abeiz. In the Gemara Nida, daf tes zainam abeiz, it says, Dala devarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu sonan. There are four things that Hashem hates. The echad mehem, anichnas lebeis chaveir pesom. Person who just pops into his friend's house. V'afil leveso shalo. Even his own house, I guess his friend's house that he knows is his house. V'tama davar pashut. This seems to be an obvious idea. It's not modest and it's not respectful to the people in the house. They're not ready. They're not ready to accept the person who's barging in on them with appropriate respect. So the Torah Tmima says that the basic ideas, why is it improper to barge in on your friend? Because you need to give a person time to prepare. You can't just, they might not be prepared for you. And it's unfair to assume that other people are always prepared for you. You need to give people an opportunity to prepare. So it's just a nice little idea based on this pasuk, because I saw it in the Torah Tmima. I just thought I would bring it in, this concept. That there is a philosophical concept of allowing people time and giving them an opportunity to prepare for you and not just assume that other people are ready for you all the time. Okay, so that's the shiur. So let me just summarize. Really, there's actually three main ideas. The first idea is that ayeka is not a physical question. Where are you? But it's a philosophical question. Do you recognize the loss? Do you recognize where you should have been or where you normally were and how you've changed and how you're not in the normal place, your normal place anymore? And that's the Ksava Kabbalah quote in the Gra. And the Gra's idea is that Adam should be given an opportunity to reflect on the change in his nature, the change in his status, that he once was on a certain level, and now he's in a much different state because of his chait. And it seems like from the Pesukim that Adam recognized that. He says that he hid, but Hashem was giving him an opportunity to reflect and to try to comprehend the loss that took place through the chait. The other approach is Rashi. Rashi is more complicated. But he wants to say that Ayeka is part of a broader tactic that Hashem uses in various places where he pretends not to know certain information in order to engage people. And he brings down a lot of examples by Adam, Cain, by Bilam, and by Chizkio. The only problem is that we saw in the Rashis that there's a lot of different reasons, purposes. By Cain, it was for tshuva. By Bilam, it was latoso. And by Chizkio, he says it was in order to test them. So what is the real reason? So we said that there's one underlying concept or theme in this tactic, which is that Hashem wants man to figure out that God is omniscient on his own. He doesn't want to just give that information to man, but he wants man to see that on his own. And that is the key stepping stone to tshuva. That was what Bilam missed out on, but he was given an opportunity to see that information. And the same thing with Chizkio. And you see in the last Rashi that Rashi says they should have responded, you know all this information, meaning that the appropriate response would have been that they recognize the omniscience of God, that God knows all. But so really, God gives man an opportunity, using this tactic, he gives man an opportunity to recognize his omniscience. The only thing is that Adam was left out. So we try to figure out why Adam was left out. So I wanted to give a possible approach, which is that on the one hand, it was similar. Adam was given the same opportunity to recognize that Hashem knows all. But on the other hand, by Adam, because he was the first sinner and his sin had such a tremendous effect on his psyche and his nature, which was to hide after sin, to be embarrassed and ashamed, it would naturally produce a misconception of God, that you can hide from God. And man could confuse the two. He can conflate the two and think that just like I'm embarrassed and I hide from sin, I'm capable of hiding from God. And the idea of Ayeka was that God was giving Adam the opportunity to see the distinction between those two concepts, that there's a concept of hiding from sin, but there's also a concept that we should always recognize the omniscience of God. So Hashem was giving Adam that opportunity through the word Ayeka. But on the other hand, he wasn't criticized the same way, according to Rashi, as the other examples in Tanakh, because of the fact that it was a byproduct of the change in his nature. Whereas by Cain, Chizkiyahu, and Bilam, their man's nature had already changed, and as such, they should have recognized that idea. And the fact that they didn't is even a greater disgrace, because in the face of reality of God, to not recognize his omniscience is a tremendous disgrace. And then the last point was just this smaller point, which is that you should never barge in on somebody, and it's actually brought down in the Gemara based on this pasuk, which is that you should recognize that people aren't always ready for you, and you shouldn't be so egocentric that you think that you're entitled to go into somebody's house and they'll be happy to see you without being prepared. So give people time to prepare for you, and don't just barge in. All right, so that's the shiur tonight. Any other questions? Anybody have any questions?